Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents A Crime of Passion Fruit by Ellie Alexander. Narrated by Emily Durandi. Chapter 1. They say that the heart is like the ocean, its rhythm shifting with the sand on the shore. My heart had found a steady rhythm in Ashland, Oregon, the quirky Shakespearean small town where I had grown up. It had been almost 8 months since I had returned home to our family bake shop, Tort, and despite an occasional dull ache for the life that I had left behind, there was no debate in my mind that I had made the right choice. My heart belonged in Ashland. During my years working as a pastry chef on a luxurious cruise ship, I had forgotten how much I loved Ashland's Elizabethan charm, its lush parks, the eclectic shops and restaurants, and most importantly, its warm and welcoming community. Tucked into the southernmost corner of Oregon, Ashland, with its sunny, mild climate, abundant recreation opportunities, and fairy tale-like village, attracted tourists from all over the world. This morning, as I walked down the plaza past the bubbling Lithia fountains and a troupe of street performers who were dressed like modern-day gypsies, I couldn't help but chuckle. They waved and played me a spontaneous baking song on a harp and accordion. Only in Ashland, I thought, as I took in the scent of the sulfur water in the basin-like fountain. The water was piped to the center of town from a rare, naturally occurring mineral spring. A stop at the fountain was a must for any tourist, not only because of the water's famed health benefits, but also because it tasted like rotten eggs. I crossed the street and passed Puck's Pub.